while schools in the Richmond area are closed, schools in the Washington, D.C. area are open, but most outdoor activities have been canceled, NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Last Saturday's sniper attack in Ashland, Virginia, just 15 minutes north of Richmond, has so terrified parents that school superintendents from Richmond and several surrounding counties felt they had little choice. They had to shut down all schools. And Rico County School Superintendent Mark Edward.
Knowing the immediate proximity of the last sniper attack, we decided if we were going to err, we would err on the side of safety.
Edward says school officials in all four districts representing nearly 200,000 students concluded that too many kids were vulnerable because so many of them attended classes in mobile home-type trailers that are often at a distance from the main buildings. Initially, superintendents were in favor of only canceling outdoor activities, not closing schools. But during a local TV call-in show Sunday night, Edward says parents expressed grave concerns about opening schools.
We had, I don't know how many, 120 or 150 calls in a matter of less than 20 minutes.
Almost all in favor of a shutdown. By Monday evening, though, some parents at this shopping center just outside Richmond were no less nervous or relieved about their kids being at home. Tracy Gore has three children in the Richmond City Public Schools, and like most parents, she says closing schools is a big inconvenience.
I probably would have thought it was an overreaction if a school-aged child had not been a victim already, but a school-aged child has been a victim already.
Sharon Durrett of Chesterfield County says she doesn't know what's more terrifying, sending her teenage daughter to school or having her at home watching TV news like she did all day Monday.
Now she's watching the news and the media is really putting a fear into the kids, which I don't agree with, because every day, minute by minute, people get shot, and I'm not going to live in fear of somebody like that. So I'm out shopping, doing what I always do, and I mean, I've got God. So I figure if my time comes, it comes.
The Richmond area schools are the only ones to shut down since the shooting spree began on October 2nd. In the Washington area, where most of the killings have taken place, schools remain open. That's prompted Richmond area parents like Teresa Baratzley to wonder why her school is closed.
I really feel like schools are a very safe place for my kids to be, and I felt that they should have been at school. I also felt that perhaps they had information that they weren't giving the public regarding the sniper that would lead superintendents to close.
11 school districts with well over 500,000 students throughout Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia have either shut down or been placed on a virtual lockdown as a result of the sniper's shooting spree. In Montgomery County, Maryland, where it all started and where the sniper has killed 5 people, schools remain under code blue, a virtual lockdown of buildings and indefinite suspension of all outdoor activities, field trips, and athletic events. In Prince George's County, Maryland, where the sniper critically wounded a 13-year-old junior high student, school officials have no plans to lift the code blue status either. Vehicle and pedestrian traffic in and around school campuses is being kept to a minimum. Students are being kept indoors, and field trips, athletic events, and practices are on hold. In Fairfax County, Virginia, the nation's 12th largest school system, school officials have canceled after-school activities that they cannot move indoors. Principals throughout the Washington area have been updating parents every afternoon over the internet, but no one seems to know how long these extraordinary security measures will remain in place. They were created to deal with single incidents, not sustained threats that could last weeks or months. So every day that the sniper remains free to kill, school officials say they're having to rethink what more they can do to keep children safe. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.